Though I used to feel so inspired. Welcome to the Royal Gypsy Hit. Just want to honor the Queen of Soul and the ultimate women's advocate, Ms. Aretha Franklin. Like a natural woman. This is how I woke up. This is how I woke up. And this is exactly how we're gonna do it. Here we go. Gotta get the screen straightened out here. Does that work? Is that good? I like to have my goodies, my gemstones, you know. It's gotta be part of the scene. Gotta peep the scene. Having a hard time here. We gonna make it happen. Like a natural woman. I love this song. Here we go. We're gonna do the Daily Tarot. This is August 16th, 2018. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing better than that. Natural woman. Paying homage to Miss Aretha Franklin, who passed away this morning. It's freedom time, baby. She's free from here. Here we go, I'm just pulling the cards for the day. I feel like I need to pull one more. Of course, the moon is in Scorpio. The death card. Freedom time, baby. This is to Miss Aretha Franklin. This is to my abuelita Rosa. This is to Asis, I believe is her name. A friend of mine, Ms. Asis. This is for all three of the queens. Her grandmother who passed away, my grandmother, and Miss Aretha, mother, the high priestess to us all. It's that moon energy, baby. The moon in Cancer. We don't make these things up. Home. Woo! Yo. The strength card is in reverse. It's Leo, and it's Leo season. The North Node is in Leo. Home. Our destiny. our higher calling. It's in reverse. Let go. Yesterday I pulled a card that was released in surrender. Letting go of our own strengths. Okay, so that we can move freely in this moon fertile energy. Balance with the masculine detached mind, right? Objective, I should say. It's the king. It's the King of Swords. Oh, happy day. Okay, now. Aquarius does come in the picture again with the Five of Swords. When Jesus was. I didn't play the playlist. When Jesus was my sins away. It's Venus in Aquarius, bringing in the air again with the King of Swords. Venus is in Libra. Libra is air as well. This is a teaching moment, okay? I want people to understand how the intuition flows and processes through, you know, the pictography. So we have the Four of Pentacles in reverse. This also is letting go. This is the Sun in Capricorn, letting go of control, releasing of the details of everything that you gotta do, the things that are in this, you know, 3D system. Happy day when Jesus was. When Jesus was. When Jesus was. My sins away. The Three of Pentacles, again, bringing Capricorn and Mars into the picture. Team building. From everything that you know, what can you walk away with that has increased your maturity and understanding and intellect in regard to how we apply teamwork, how we build the legacy, that legacy of our elders, of our even our brothers and sisters who have passed away, even our children. Those who are connected to us that aren't in this physical realm currently. Shoot, they might be. We just don't know that they're popping up and showing up in other people. You know? And in different timelines. This is so a message of like, this is the day. This is like the day where all the barriers break open, where all the boxes that we've confined ourselves to have just been busted down by the waters, right? Of that moon, Cancer, fertile, opposition, you know, opposite energies. And the Death card, baby. You should feel some level of freedom today. It's time to go home. Home is where the Leo. I can't pick it up.